doing, Seth does. If we are willing to clean up our four bemoaned moans, we will be fine, and everyone and everything else will be too. Hence, we discourage people from sharing Seth with others. Instead, we encourage them to give up their stuff of others, setting themselves free first and all others second. Peace begins with me. Poi, foi, e haleakala.
Well, I still didn't understand. I again wrote back, asking if I could talk to him by phone. I said I wanted to interview him. Again, he agreed. We set an appointment to talk on the following Friday, a few days away. I was so excited that I wrote my friend, Mark Ryan, and told him the news that I was finally going to speak to the mysterious Hawaiian shaman he told me about years earlier. He, too, was excited. We were both curious about what we would learn. Little did we know what we would experience. Our first conversation. I finally spoke to Dr. Hu Len for the first time on October 21, 2005. His full name is Dr. E. Haleakala Hu Len, but he told me to call him E. Yes, like the letter in the alphabet. Okay, I can do that. E and I probably spent an hour talking on our first phone call. I asked him to tell me the complete story of his work as a therapist. He explained that he worked at Hawaii State Hospital for 4 years. The ward where they kept the criminally insane was dangerous. Psychologists quit on a monthly basis. The staff called in sick a lot or simply quit. People would walk through that ward with their back against the wall, afraid of being attacked by patients. It was not a pleasant place to live, work, or visit. Dr. Hu Len, or E, told me he never saw patients professionally. He never counseled with them. He agreed to review their files. While he looked at those files, he would work on himself. As he worked on himself, patients began to heal. This became even more fascinating when he told me the following. After a few months, patients that had to be shackled were being allowed to walk freely. Others who had to be heavily medicated were getting their medications reduced. And those who had no chance of ever being released were being freed. I was in awe. Not only that, he went on, but the staff began to enjoy coming to work. Absenteeism and turnover disappeared. We ended up with more staff than what we needed because patients were being released and all the staff was showing up to work. Today, that ward is closed. This is where I had to ask Dr. Len the million-dollar question. What were you doing within yourself that caused those people to change? He replied, I was simply cleaning the part of me that I shared with them. Huh? I didn't understand. Dr. Hu Len explained that total responsibility for your life means that everything in your life, simply because it is in your life, is your responsibility. In a literal sense, the entire world is your creation. Whew! This is tough to swallow. Being responsible for what I say or do is one thing. Being responsible for what everyone in my life says or does is quite another. Yet the truth is this. If you take complete responsibility for your life, then everything you see, hear, taste, touch, or in any way experience is your responsibility because it is in your life. That means the terrorist, the president, the economy, anything you experience and don't like is up for you to heal. They don't exist, in a manner of speaking, except as projections from inside you. The problem isn't with them, it's with you. And to change them, you have to change you. I know this is tough to grasp, let alone accept or actually live. Blame is far easier than total responsibility. But as I spoke with Dr. Hu Len, I began to realize that healing for him and in Ho'oponopono means loving yourself. If you want to improve your life, you have to heal your life. If you want to cure anyone, even a mentally ill criminal, you do it by healing you. I asked Dr. Hu Lin how he went about healing himself. What was he doing exactly when he looked at those patients' files? I just kept saying, I'm sorry and I love you, over and over again, he explained. That's it? That's it. Turns out loving yourself is the greatest way to improve yourself. And as you improve yourself, you improve your world. As Dr. Hu Lin, or E, worked at the hospital, whatever came up in him, he turned over to divinity and asked that it be released. He always trusted. It always worked. Dr. Hu Lin would ask himself, what is going on in me that I have caused this problem, and how can I rectify this problem in me? Apparently, this method of healing from the inside out is what is called self-identity Ho'oponopono. There appears to be an older version of Ho'oponopono that was heavily influenced by missionaries in Hawaii. It involved a facilitator who helped people heal problems by talking them out. When they could cut the cord of a problem, the problem vanished. But self-identity Ho'oponopono didn't need a facilitator. It's all done inside yourself. I was curious and knew I would understand this better in time. Dr. Hu Lin has no materials on his process yet. I offered to help him write a book, but he didn't seem interested. There was an old video available, which I ordered. He also said to read the book The User Illusion by Tor Norefrander. Since I'm a bookaholic, I instantly jumped online and ordered it from Amazon. When it arrived, I devoured it. The book proves our conscious minds don't have a clue what is happening. Norefrander writes, "The fact is that every single second, millions of bits of information flood in through our senses. But our consciousness processes only